from Nine News, Denny Widler joining us. It's been a busy day or so for you, Denny. How are you?
Morning, gents. Yeah, you look at the stories yesterday. A couple of players have beat their deregistration. Three blokes get put in quarantine, and they can't even be the main stories. it's insane.
Yeah, and the Bulldogs, a lot of the stories around this club at the moment. So run us through what the Dean Pace situation is and what's next for them as far as a coaching appointment's concerned.
Oh, well, last night, well, early evening, I started to get information that Dean Pay had quit the club and broken on Twitter last night that that's actually what's happened. Now, as to what Dean Pay is going to do beyond this, I'm not exactly sure. But I do know that Dean was increasingly frustrated with the way he was being treated by the Bulldogs club. You have to remember, Dean Pay was brought into the Bulldogs, this so-called family club, as a former great of the club, as the man to guide them through a difficult period. It looks to me, though, unfortunately, that he's just been made a fall guy, a stopgap, and he's been treated with incredible disrespect by the club. Yes, their results were not great, but I don't think Dean Pay really had a chance at any point with the roster that he was given and the roster that he had to go going forward. The final straw for Dean Pay was when he tried to recruit Josh Reynolds on minimal money for this year, and was not given the chance. Now, if that's going to happen, the coach is never really going to be given a chance. And it's time for other people at that club to stand down and go. I mean, it's just why Dean Pay is the sole victim of what's been going on, I'll never know. But I can't see how that club can move forward with the likes of Lynn Anderson there as their chairperson, with their board that's warring. And it is a highly unattractive club. And also, they've got a guy who's in charge of their football, Steve Price, who, along with Lynn Anderson, has let Dean Pay be the face of everything. I'm not particularly close to Dean Pay. A lot of other journos are, but I can say that he's handled himself well. I can also say that Lynn Anderson hasn't, nor has Steve Price. They've been invisible people throughout this whole mess.
Yeah, Danny, I was going to ask you, mate, have you got any insights for us on what Dean Pay's KPIs were? Like when he took the job, what did success and failure look like? Was it articulated to him? I mean, I keep hearing about the salary cap issues, the roster issues that they had when he came into the club. I mean, was any of that spelled out in the beginning? It couldn't have been just about winning and losing games, surely, in the position they were in.
Well, see, I don't have the exact details that you want. But I can tell you that he was put there in a situation that he couldn't win. His playing roster, with no disrespect to the players there, would be in the bottom three of the league without a question. And I think that he's been made the fall guy for poor management for years. There are now massive, massive dramas on their board. And I don't see how any coach in their right mind would want to go and coach there without some guarantees of their future and guarantees that there won't be any kind of board interference from meddling people at the club who, you know, are in it for the... I guess they're in it for their own reasons rather than the right reasons for the club. I don't know who's going to be on that board going forward in years to come, but I do think they need to blow up the situation. And I'm upset for Dean because... whilst he may not be the best coach in the league, he's a decent person, and he's been hung out to dry, really.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would have liked to have seen Dean Pay given another 12 months, given they've got some money at their disposal to be able to go out and chase some players, but obviously that's come to an end. Now, the name on everybody's lips to take over is Trent Barrett. Is that what you're hearing? And if that's the case, how will this now play out with Trent being at Penrith? We all know when he was last at Penrith and he got the job at Manly, they stood Trent down straight away. There's some reports that Trent wants to finish the year at Penrith if he is in fact the man to go to the Bulldogs. He said he wants to stay at Penrith before given the reins at the Dogs at the end of this season. How can that work? Because surely if you're an assistant and you're going to a club as a first grade head coach, you've got your eye on that position. Well, double pronged. One, is he the man? And two, how will it work? And can it work with Trent Barrett staying at Penrith, being an assistant coach, knowing that he's going to leave at the end of the year to take over the Bulldogs?
Yeah, look, Laurie, there are a lot of issues there. First of all, the Dogs have a so-called hit list of coaches. But yesterday, Brian Fletcher, the boss of the Panthers, confirmed to me that Andrew Hill, the boss of the Bulldogs, had called him to say, we're going to speak to Trent Barrett. Your name has been put on a list, Laurie. Can you tell me, have you got any interest in the Dogs?
Never spoken to anyone. No interest. Yeah.
No, I think Kevvy Walters' name's on the list. I think his view is the same, but he's not interested. That's as far as I can gather anyway. I don't know if he's just been saying that out of respect to Dean Pay, who is a mate of his. Anthony Griffin's name, I think he's genuinely got some interest in the position. Eddie Jones has been tossed up. Eddie Jones would like to coach rugby league one day, but I think he'd like to be in charge of the Rabbitohs if he had his choice. So, I don't know whether Eddie Jones is suddenly going to come back and be in charge. Trent Barrett, as you rightly said, Laurie, is the one that everybody's talking about. Oh, but, Trent Barrett didn't have a good exit at Manly. I think there is no doubt that Trent Barrett is a good coach, but I still think there are some doubts about whether Trent Barrett will be able to walk into a club like the Bulldogs, which is toxic, and be able to handle himself. He couldn't handle what was going on at Manly at the time. Players were a little bit out of control. And if he walks into a club like the Bulldogs on his own, I think it will be a very difficult task for him. I think that if I'm in charge of Trent Barrett, or if I'm his agent or whatever advisor, I'd be saying, yeah, Trent, you can take that job, but you need somebody with you who can be a buffer between all of the external noise and madness that goes on there to handle that, because I don't think a young man or a young coach, like he's not that experienced, should be put in the position where he's got to deal with all of the other stuff that's going on. And that's what makes it a difficult job to take. It's not that they don't have money. It's not that they're not a proud club. It's just that there is so much bickering and there's so many people with their own agendas at that club that it makes it very difficult to coach at. And I think Barrett needs an advisor, whether it be, I don't know, a Laurie Daly or a Wayne Bennett or a Phil Gould anyone or an Eddie Jones. You need somebody to act as a buffer.
So, I just want to make sure, Loz, no interest. You don't want to have a conversation?
No.
You wouldn't entertain one?
No.
Sorry, Danny.
Why not, Laurie? No.
At the moment, I'm quite happy sitting beside these two clowns.
I'm only here for one day.
Well, I couldn't call Clarkie a clown.
Do you know what I mean by the fact that, mate, I think he needs someone?
Yeah, I think so too, Danny. And I believe for all young coaches, they need someone with them that has been through the ringer. And someone that's been, they know what it's like when you're under the pump, and they know that you're someone that they can trust, confide in, and sort of show them sort of the way, and not to lose their focus on what they need to be doing, and that's to coach the football team and to help them in certain ways, and that's why I think you've got to have a mentor with you if you're a young coach starting out. But how do you think Penrith will react, Denny? Will they release Trent straight away? Would they want to release him straight away? Do you think it can work, him being the assistant, knowing that if he does get that job, his eye will be taken off the ball and he'll be sort of focused in on what the Bulldogs need and what they have to do for next year?
It's a really good question. I think that last time Trent Barrett was in the similar situation, Ivan Cleary wasn't happy about it at all, and he ended up being put on gardening leave from memory. I think that the Panthers club are saying that They won't stand in his way if he wants to talk with them. But Penrith are saying privately, if you get their officials on the phone and have a chat to them, they reckon that Trent Barrett's long odds of taking it, which I don't know if that's true or not. They think he's very happy at Penrith and is enjoying being part of an outfit that, you know, they could win the comp, Penrith.
Yeah.
They've got potential to win the comp. You know, if they can, with all the other teams having people falling over with injury and, you know, having older legs than Penrith, they've got great depth and they could easily be a premiership winning side. So you hope that this wouldn't disrupt Penrith. You'd hope that Trent Barrett will stay on and try and guide them through, you know, towards a competition, because he's definitely making a difference. You speak to the players out there and he is given credit for a lot of the good stuff they're doing in attack, which is an area they struggled a bit with in previous seasons. So you'd hope that he can just say, yep, I want to stay with Penrith. I want to help the club this year, and then I'll look at other options, or then I'll take up my Bulldogs option if that is presented to him, which it may well be.
Mm. I think the Bulldogs would be an attractive proposition for a coach if they didn't have all this boardroom drama
going on. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think if you had that stability there and you knew you had the support, I think they'd be in a good position because they've got money available that can go to the market, they can attract players. But with the ongoing behind-the-scenes noises, you couldn't sort of say to someone with certainty, go there, because you don't know what's going to happen in 18 months' time.
The other thing
you may not be the flavour of the month and you may be out of a job very quickly. If it's Trent, he's got one more opportunity. If he gets, you know, if he fails at his next job, well, he's no longer going to be a first-grade coach. And I think if he sits back and waits, he will get an opportunity somewhere down the path. A bit like Craig Fitzgibbon. You don't have to be the person that puts their hand up for every job. You can sit back, again, think about where your future's going to lie. You're in a good system. Penrith will have success for the next 5 years, the way they're going with all these young players coming through. So I don't think he needs to rush into making the decision just because it's the first available job. If I was him and I was guiding him, I'd be saying, mate, be very, very careful.
And that's the point you make, Loz, I think is a key one, is he's in a good job. It's not like he's unemployed and scratching around for a role. He's in a good job at a good club. They're going well. This is a massive, massive decision. This is probably a career-defining decision for Trent Barrett.
Laurie, who would you take in with you if you were Trent Barrett, or if you're advising Trent Barrett? Who would you say, okay, you go in there, but this is the man who comes with you?
As an advisor, as a mentor?
Correct.
Yeah, it'd have to be someone like a Tim Sheens. It'd have to be someone that has been around the block, someone that knows his way through, you know, working with media, dealing with boards, dealing with everyone associated with a club, or, you know, someone that's been through the ringer. I just think you need to understand how all the mechanics of a club works. And I know he had his disappointment at Manly. He's just found himself this role at Penrith and he's having success there. Again, I think the Bulldogs would be an attractive proposition if they just had stability there at their football club. But with the uncertainty But with the uncertainty there at the moment, and we had a caller early this morning, I think they've just got to let people do their job and then, you know, I get frustrated. I'm not even a Bulldog supporter, but I just don't like it when people start to meddle in the affairs and then things get murky and there's no stability there whatsoever. Uncertainty. I can understand why the playing group aren't performing too. I know as a player, you shouldn't worry about what happens in the boardroom, but you do.
Mm.
It's one of the first things you talk about. Oh, what's the coach? Who's the coach going to be? You know, are we still going to be here? What's the roster going to look like next year?
Mate, if I'm Trent Barrett, and I'm in a similar position, really, in football terms, I had a stint at the Mariners as a head coach. I had some success year one. Year two, things went south. If I'm Trent Barrett and they want to talk to me, I'm walking into that boardroom saying, what are you giving me that is setting me up for success? And where do we start in the boardroom before we even talk about the dressing room?
Yep.
Because if I take that job, I know that this is probably my last chance.
Yeah.
As you just said before.
Just 100% right. Quickly before you go, Corey Harawira, Naira and Jaden Ockenbaugh, what's going to happen here?
No more dramas there for the Bulldogs. Look, they weren't expecting them to be back, given everything that happened. I'd be surprised if those two players ended up playing for the Bulldogs going forward. I know that neither of them was particularly happy with their treatment. Clubs are circling for both players, particularly Harawira Naira, who is a quality footballer. And I think that, I don't know whether the Dogs had thought they'd be back, and I don't know whether the players won't be back there either.
We'll catch you on Nine News tonight, mate. Thanks again.
Thank you.